You're listening to SBS News.
All eyes are on the United Nations nuclear inspection team, who have arrived at Ukraine's Russian-occupied Zaporizhia power plant. Led by the International Atomic Energy Agency chief, Rafael Grossi, they're on an urgent mission to assess the safety of the facility amid growing threats of a nuclear accident. It's been a week of finger-pointing between Russia and Ukraine, as shelling attacks continue in the region around the plant. John Kirby, the US National Security Council spokesperson, is urging Russia to grant the IAEA inspectors uninterrupted access to the facility.
We've been very clear publicly, quite frankly privately, that the fighting around the plant should stop, period. We do know, while we can't count shells for you, we do know that Russia has essentially militarized the power plant by stationing forces there, including weapons.
The inspection team say they will be assessing damage, determining the functionality of the plant's safety and security systems, and evaluating staff working conditions. Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova says the IAEA mission has faced hurdles from Western nations.
Their conclusions should be based on their professionalism, on what they see there, how they assess this situation. We understand that the realization of this mission was actively opposed by a number of Western players.
The Zaporizhia plant, Europe's largest nuclear facility, was briefly knocked offline last week after shelling in the wider region. Now, satellite imagery is showing the recent destruction to the roof of a building near several of the nuclear reactors and bushfires outside the main power plant facilities. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warns that a radiation leak caused by Russian attacks could put humanity at risk.
Now they have captured the Zaporizhia NPP, six nuclear units. These are six Chernobyls on the territory of the ZNPP. In Chernobyl, one nuclear unit exploded, and now they have military there and everything is mined. They are shooting there and were shooting at nuclear blocks when they were occupying. That's why this is a question of the world's survival strategy.
The mounting dangers have seen local authorities handing out anti-radiation iodine tablets to nearby residents. Mr. Kirby says the Biden administration want Russia to agree to a demilitarized zone around the plant.
As we've said many times, the nuclear power plant is not the appropriate location for combat operations. In the meantime, we continue to believe that a controlled shutdown of the Zaporizhia nuclear reactors would be the safest and least risky option in the near term.
While a nuclear accident looms large, the Ukraine-Russia conflict continues to affect power supplies around the world. From August 31st, Russia's energy giant Gazprom will shut down its Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which runs directly into Germany, for 3 days. It's Europe's single biggest piece of gas infrastructure, and it has leaders scrambling ahead of a possible winter shortage. President Zelensky has offered to share Ukraine's energy with the ailing region.
We have 15 nuclear power units in Ukraine. We generate a lot of nuclear power. Despite the war, we can connect to European networks. We are ready to provide Europe with cheap electricity, much more affordable than today's market price.
But Mr. Kirby warns that Russia's occupation of the Zaporizhia plant, which is now nearing 6 months, allows the Kremlin to use Ukraine's electrical power capabilities as blackmail.
The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant basically controls all the electrical power for much of southern Ukraine and even beyond. And so he can hold that power hostage.
The stakes could not be much higher for the group of experts visiting the plant, in a country where the effects of the 1986 Chernobyl disaster remain painfully real. It's a long-awaited trip the world hopes will help avoid another radioactive catastrophe. Brooke Young, SBS News.